Ryan Church. Pastor Ryan, the pastor here. And I'm going to do a short reflection for us this morning. We are in a sermon series for the season of Advent. Advent is kind of the four Sundays leading up to Christmas. And what we've been thinking about is the prophets of Advent, some prophecies from ancient Israel and how they prophesied about a time that was coming when a Messiah would come, and things like disease and despair and death, these things would all be eradicated at the dawn of new creation, a time of joyous celebration. In Advent, though, we remember and we look forward to that time. It's a time of waiting. Our spiritual ancestors, the Israelites, waited for the Messiah to come. And so we remember us today waiting for Jesus to come once again in his second coming. So we're looking at four different prophecies from the Old Testament and how, in particular, they relate to the Gospel of Matthew and the infancy story of Jesus in the Gospel of Matthew. This morning, I'm going to do a short sermon reflection, really, from Hosea chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. It's a very ancient prophecy about the connection between Egypt and Israel, and ultimately a future son who we've been talking about, who would be the Messiah. Before I get to this prophecy and how it relates to us today, let's pray and ask for the Holy Spirit's help and guidance this morning. Almighty everlasting God, and you are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge, once again we come asking for your help as we look at Hosea chapter 11. Lord, we ask that by your Spirit you would lead us and guide us into all truth, that you would take these words and illuminate them for our hearts and our souls. Help us to know how to understand them and how to put them into practice in our lives. It's in Jesus' mighty name that we pray. Amen. Here's a poem that I like. Into the Darkest Hour by Madeline Langle. It was a time like this, war and tumult of war, a horror in the air. Hungry yawned the abyss, and yet there came the star and the child most wonderfully there. It was a time like this, of fear and lust for power, license and greed and blight. And yet the Prince of Bliss came into this darkest hour in quiet and silent light. And in a time like this, how celebrate his birth when all things fall apart? Ah, but wonderful it is, with no room on the earth, yet the stable is our heart. King Herod, the king of Israel when Mary had given birth to Jesus, was a bad guy. Maybe one of the greatest villains in all of Scripture. He had a penchant for executing people, in particular executing his enemies, and he even executed his own family, including his own wife. Truly, the Prince of Bliss came into this darkest hour. King Herod had heard about this new king that was going to come to Bethlehem. And so he sent magi, the proverbial three wise men from the east, to go find this new baby king and to report back to him where he was so that he could go and murder him. But God warned the magi in a dream not to trust Herod and not to return back to him to report what they had found. So they slipped away without telling Herod about where King Jesus was. King Herod, when he realized this, flew into a rage and ordered his military to kill every baby 2 years of age or younger in Bethlehem, or at least nearby Bethlehem. This was a deeply cruel and evil act. Can you imagine? All of the families, all the mothers, all the fathers, when their child is murdered. But God also warned Joseph through the angel of the Lord in a dream to take his family and to flee Herod's rage, to flee down into Egypt. The Gospel of Matthew tells us that this was actually prophesied some 700 years earlier that this would happen by the prophet Hosea. So on this fourth Sunday of Advent, we're going to think a little bit about this prophet Hosea and how he prophesied that there was going to come a time of great evil, but God was a loving father who called his son out of Egypt and considered what it all means to us. I'll do that in two brief points. One, God the Father is a loving Father, and two, God the Son is a faithful Son. So let's begin with that first point. God the Father is a loving Father. Look again with me, if you have your Bibles, at Hosea chapter 11, just the first two verses. When Israel was a child, I loved him, and out of Egypt I called my son. But the more they were called, the more they went away from me. They sacrificed to the Baals, and they burned incenses to the images. You see, here in Hosea chapter 11, God is pictured as a loving parent grieving over Israel, the rebellious child. Israel is the son that is grieving the heart of God, their father. There's this intensity of love between the father and the love that he has towards the rest of Israel is expressed here in the scene that is a deeply moving picture or portrait of a father's care for a child. This is, as you likely already know, the long story of Israel, a people who kept going through these cycles of renewal and revival, where they would turn to the Lord, but then they would also almost immediately turn away from the Lord and turn away from God and turn towards other idols. But I wouldn't sit in too much judgment over Israel. When we honestly evaluate our own lives, isn't it true that we mostly see this in us as well? Isn't that what we see even in people that we love and respect? Cycles of growing closer to God, of intimacy with the Father, and cycles of turning away, chasing after our own ways, chasing after our own gods. This is part of the story of Israel, but it's the human story, the human condition. We who are Christians, who follow Jesus, we have the Holy Spirit, so we are empowered to grow and change, and sometimes we can, but the Christian life is also full of failures, and as Paul said, the old man grabbing onto us and pulling us back. That's why we need the eternal, unchanging love of God, our Heavenly Father. We need his stable strength. We need his consistent love, especially when we are in that process of turning away from him, of turning towards Baals, the other gods in our lives. This is the whole point of Jesus' parable, his teaching in Luke chapter 15, the prodigal son. The younger rebellious son went off, went away from the father, went away from his family to live and take the wealth of the family and live wildly in sin. He messed up his life chasing those other gods. When he came back to the father, broken from all the choices that he's made in his life, and the father sees him, what does the father do? Does he reject him? Does he hold those bad choices over his head? No. He sees his wayward son, and he's filled with compassion, and he runs to him. He throws his arm around him, and he kisses him. This is the love of God towards Israel in Hosea, and this is the love of God towards us today. So God the Father is a loving God. Let me turn to my second point. God the Son is a faithful Son. In the story of